valves. They tell me this heart's going to last another 40 years, so I figure that's pretty good. Under any circumstances, we're going to be talking this morning about what makes America different than other countries. And what makes America different than other countries is our Constitution. And when our Constitution was written, it was acknowledged by people throughout the world to be the most unique document ever conceived of by mankind. Why? Because it limited the power of the federal government over the lives of the people. Didn't limit the power of the state government. Didn't limit the power of the local government. It limited the power of the federal government over the lives of the people, because the founding fathers realized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and that tyranny and total government were synonymous. And down through all the centuries, governments had always started out offering freedom, and then for this further centralization of power, you had the loss of freedom and the imposition of tyranny. So this was a unique idea, this idea of limiting the power of the federal government so that men could be free. And for many years, everybody understood that. But you see, the wicked people, the people with the great wealth, the people who were part of the secret societies dedicated to using America's wealth and power and military force to bring about this world government, have always worked behind the scenes within the great tax-exempt foundations and corporations and within banking. And eventually, of course, they were able to get these ideas. And these are ideas. They remove them from the educational system and from our churches, and they're never discussed in the media. And they bought up, because once they had control of the fractional reserve banking system, once they had the Federal Reserve System in, why then they could create money out of nothing and buy up the media and buy up the publishing houses and ultimately influence what the American people thought. But you see, the one thing that they haven't been able to do is change our form of government, because our form of government is still based upon the Constitution, and every federal official swears to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The only difficulty is, as we look and see what's happening today in the coming up election, every Republican and every Democratic candidate who is running for the presidency hates the Constitution. There's only one who supports it, and that's a man named Congressman Ron Paul. I followed his career for almost 40 years. I've met him a number of times. He's a man of integrity. Why is it that none of our Christian conservative leaders will back Ron Paul? Why is it that certainly the media ignores largely his campaign? Well, there are a few people out here who still believe in the Constitution. Congressman Paul is one of them. Another is our special guest this morning, who's going to do most of the talking, Pastor David Whitney at the Institute on the Constitution.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Pick up the story.
Well, it's great to have you back, because I know that you're a great American hero and that you hold up the standard that this needed to be understood by people across our country. And so I appreciate being on your show and praying for you for your full recovery. We know that the battle is still raging, and we need a mighty warrior like yourself continuing to be on the front lines. Well, over the past number of months, we've been talking about the Bill of Rights and the subsequent amendments. Today, we want to focus on what has happened in our country since our Bill of Rights, our precious Bill of Rights and our Constitution were ratified, and where we have shifted, where we have lost our way as a country, not because the document has changed, but because people have no longer chosen to understand or be committed to adhering to the terms of this Constitution. I appreciate what Thomas Jefferson said in Questions of Power then, "Let no more be said of confidence in man, but bind him down with the chains of the Constitution." Again, our founders knew that all human beings, even the best of human beings, are still fallen creatures. They have a sin nature, and if you entrust power to them without limits, they are going to become tyrannical. Therefore, you cannot trust them. In Questions of Power, you need to have no confidence in any man, but rather bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. Keep them to the terms of our contract, our agreement with them. And that's the folly that many Americans have fallen into today, being scared by the saber-rattling of terrorism and the threat of terrorism. They've said, okay, well, yeah, we got to give up some rights here. You know, we've got to sacrifice our Fourth Amendment rights and Fifth and Sixth and Seventh and Eighth Amendment rights. We got to set those aside, and maybe even our Second Amendment needs to be re-examined because, oh, the terrorists are a great threat. No, Thomas Jefferson, as well as our other founders, knew that the greatest threat to your life, your liberty, and your property is not some foreign government or some terrorist over hiding in a cave somewhere. No, the greatest threat to your life, to your liberty, and to your property is your own government, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or your state capital. And you need to have a great deal of security, a bulwark around you to protect you from a tyrannical government. And that is the Constitution. Which is why it's so essential that every American understand the terms of the Constitution and understand exactly what the Constitution means by every phrase of the Constitution. Well, when we look at what our framers understood, the first thing we need to grasp is they had a understanding that law, like truth, is unchanging, that law is absolute, and that law, ultimate law, is God-ordained. Now, that view is not shared by many Americans today, particularly those who, quote, practice law. When you talk with them, and I have had numbers of conversations with various lawyers, and they, almost to the man, with few notable exceptions, like Michael Peruca and so on, but most of them believe that law changes. I've had interviews, and they've said, oh, of course law changes. You know, we used to have slavery, and we don't have slavery now. Of course law changes. And said, no, law does not change. Men may misapply law. Men may violate God's law, but law never changes. Why? Because truth never changes.
And well, I think, David, the important thing is there are ways to change the law of our land, that is, by the amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer have slavery because they amended the Constitution. But you see, what they have done is they've changed the law because people thought it ought to change. And are we getting better or are we getting worse? Let's amend the Constitution. Let's not change it by rule of man, but adhere to the rule of law. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. The Institute supports my ministry, and our ministry supports the Institute. We think their message is so important because if you don't understand the Constitution, you do not understand the foundations of our freedom. And David was simply saying that there are many people who say, oh, well, yes, the Constitution changes. We used to have slavery. We don't anymore. No, the Constitution didn't change. The law didn't change. The law was amended. You can amend the Constitution, but it's a difficult process. The fascist element does not want to amend the Constitution. They want to change it by judicial edict, and we have people on our Supreme Court who use their power there to violate the oath of office they have taken because they don't believe in an oath to God. They don't believe in God. They only believe in themselves. And they, in their wisdom, know what's best for us common folks. And that's how fascist societies are created. And that's how our fascist society has been created. It's time to take America back. Go ahead, David.
Amen. Well, the founders had a humble view of their own understanding, and they knew that truth derived from a divine source, that is, God had given us his truth, recorded to us in his word. The Old Testament word for truth, emeth, is an idea that is fixed, it's unchanging, something that meets the test of time. The New Testament used the word truth, aletheia is the Greek word, and that is actually identified with Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And Scripture says in Hebrews 13 and verse 8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So truth in its essence is unchanging. And then they're more contemporary to their own period. Our founders read Sir Isaac Newton, who taught that the universe is governed by fixed, absolute, God-ordained laws, the laws that we study with motion, or the laws of gravity, or the laws of mathematics, 2 plus 2 equals 4, laws of chemistry, physics. All of these laws, Sir Isaac Newton said, were ordained by God. But likewise, as God ordained those physical laws that govern the universe, he also ordained moral laws for the governance of mankind. Therefore, thou shalt not kill applies not just to the Jewish people who were given the Ten Commandments, but to all people of all races and all cultures at all time. Newton, by the way, was a devout Christian, and he wrote extensively on biblical interpretation, for instance, biblical prophecy, and his views were eagerly embraced by Christians because they understood this makes sense, just as their laws of the universe, so the laws that govern our lives and the laws that must govern a just society are given to us by the creator of all the universe, and those are the laws of nature and nature's God. And so as they read the significant legal and political thinkers of their day like Blackstone and Montesquieu and Locke, they taught that man's laws must conform to the revealed law of Scripture and the law of nature if they are to be just laws. We know today there's many unjust things being done by our government, both federal and state. Think of the very purpose of government expressed in the Declaration of Independence. It's to secure and protect our God-given rights. And listed there are three major God-given rights, the life, liberty, property, which is encompassed in the term pursuit of happiness. But consider just that right to own property today in America. The Supreme Court has decreed that, no, you don't have any absolute right to own property, even if you've paid off the mortgage and you're all paid up and you don't have any debts on that property. The government can come along and say, we want to steal that property from you, not for any public purpose, not for any public good, other than we're going to sell it to another person over here who's going to give us a greater tax revenue.
Is that he's going to give us a little money under the table? Because
of course.
So much of what government does is corrupt. And believe me, you know, you don't think our politicians do special favors for the people who back their campaigns financially? I mean, this is total corruption. It pervades every aspect of our society because we've lost the vision of God. We've lost the vision. There's right and wrong. It's what you can get away with, not the realization of one day you're going to stand before a holy God and answer for what you've done. That's the problem. When you take God out of a society and morality out of society, you end up with a godless, immoral society. And that's where America is today, and that's why God is going to bring judgment on this nation unless there's a massive revival. But go right ahead, David.
And that's exactly what we need, because unless people return to God's law as the standard that must apply across the board, thou shalt not steal not only applies to me as the individual private citizen, thou shalt not steal also applies to the government on federal, state, local levels. They cannot and must not steal property, or else, as our founders said, they're really an illegitimate form of government, which is why our founders concluded that King George is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. And again, all of this is derived not from their own thinking. This was derived from an understanding of Scripture, understanding of the Bible, and understanding that God is the one who's dictated his law to mankind and very clearly lays out that law and how it is to be applied. So the framers believed the Constitution was to be interpreted according to a fixed standard. That is, it's unchanging, and this is the myth. This dispels the myth of the living, breathing Constitution that politicians like to talk about these days, as well as judges, that somehow, oh, the Constitution, if it were a fixed standard, unchanging, would be a dead thing. Oh, no, that's a complete misapplication of a word picture. You see, if you have a living Constitution, that means it can change any day. Well, today, it might be that you have your rights secured, that is, say, your right to life. But tomorrow, if it's a living, breathing thing that changes any time anybody wants it to change, tomorrow there might be some people that come along and say everybody with green eyes is going to be executed today. And you say, well, that's a living, breathing Constitution. You don't have any secure rights whatsoever. One day you have your right to life protected. The next day you're executed for no cause at all. So if you understand this idea of the living, breathing Constitution, you know that these people spouting this stuff are evil tyrants that should never be trusted with power at all, because they know that you're not going to be able to change the Constitution, but they are with their tremendous power and tremendous wealth. So our framers believed in a fixed, unchanging standard. They also believed that the plain meaning of the text of the Constitution was to be interpreted based upon the intent of those who drafted it and ratified it. And many people say, well, David, we can't get back into the mind of the founders and really know what they meant by the phrases in the Constitution. Oh, yes, we can. Very simply, read the Federalist Papers. Here was a series of articles written for a New York paper by John Jay and Madison and Hamilton, all involved in the constitutional debates and the ratification process. These people knew the ins and outs, and they were arguing for what the meaning of the text of the Constitution was, and these were the framers of the Constitution themselves. So we can get back to what they thought and understand what they meant by each phrase of the Constitution. And the framers said that's the only fair, that's the only just standard, as Thomas Jefferson said. That's the chains that we need to bind our government, to keep it from becoming tyrannical. We need the chains on the Constitution on elected officials and the chains off the people. And as you've often said it today, it's been reversed. The chains are on we the people being enslaved by a wicked government, and the chains are off the wicked who are in power. Consider what James Madison said, and often he's referred to as the father of the Constitution because he had a great deal to do with laying the groundwork for what ultimately became the structure that was put together as our Constitution. He said this: if the sense in which the Constitution was accepted and ratified by the nation be not the guide in expounding it, there can be no security for a faithful exercise of its powers. Let's take apart what he's saying there. If you reject the sense in which the Constitution was understood, accepted, and ratified by the people who originally voted to ratify the Constitution, if you get rid of that original understanding, then there is no security. There is no security for we the people whatsoever. Our God-given rights are not secured. They're very, very much in danger. Thomas Jefferson, whom we quoted earlier, said this: the Constitution on which our Union rests shall be administered, and he said this while he was president, shall be administered by me according to the safe and honest meaning
contemplated by the plain understanding of the people of the United States at the time of its adoption. In other words, if we really want to be fair, the contract that we have formed with our federal government, which is our U.S. Constitution, this contract must be interpreted and must be understood as those who ratified it understood it to mean and understood it to apply. And if that standard were simply returned to, oh my goodness, 90-plus percent of what Washington, D.C. is currently doing would be eliminated. Whole departments would be flushed down the Potomac, which they ought to be, like the Department of Education and Housing and Urban Development. I mean, the billions of dollars being spent every day in Washington, D.C. would come to a very rapid and sudden stop.
And that is why the controlled media in the United States totally ignores the candidacy of Congressman Ron Paul as much as they can, or when they refer to him, they refer to his outmoded or outlandish ideas of getting back to the Constitution, of limiting the size of government. What horrible ideas! What a horrible thing to think about pulling out of Iraq. What a horrible thing to think about doing away with the income tax. In fact, when Congressman Paul was recently asked if we didn't have the income tax, we'd have to have a flat tax. Would he support it? He said yes, as long as it was zero. And then, of course, he went on to talk about doing away with the Federal Reserve System, because either we do away with the Federal Reserve System or the Federal Reserve System does away with our currency and impoverishes our people and steals everything people have spent their whole lives working for. We can salvage America.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get back to the Constitution. And that is why the people in power who control the media, who control the banks, who control the great tax-exempt foundations, who control our corporations, do not want Ron Paul, and why they give you people like Mayor Giuliani or why Mitt Romney or Fred Thompson, who they've been priming for this job for a long time. That's why he's been on NBC for so many years playing the part. He's an actor. He's not a politician. This is all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. There really are secret societies and powerful men who control both political parties, and one man stands between them and the end of America as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what are you out there in the audience going to do to try to, you know, let the American people, most people don't even know who Ron Paul is. Why? Well, although he's been in the debates, and the people who watched the debates have been overwhelmingly in support of him, the mass media, which controls our reality and molds our ideas, is ignoring his candidacy and the importance of the Constitution of the United States. Go right ahead, David.
Well, another quote from a founder is undoubtedly one that we ought to listen to very carefully is George Washington. He said, if in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be at any particular wrong. In other words, if somehow we founders and framers made some mistakes in crafting our Constitution, and there's people today who would claim that that's true, but I don't follow that, and I don't find that in what they crafted was the best that the world has ever known of a human document to create a form of government to secure your God-given rights. But he said, if there is a sense that there's something wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation. Though this may be, in one instance, the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. He warned us here that there's going to be attempts to change our form of government without actually legally doing it. That is, by the amendment process. We've studied the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, and the subsequent 17 amendments. So you could say our Constitution has been amended 27 times. And yet, the form of government given to us in our Constitution, as we've explored over the past number of months, that form of government is being violated on a daily basis without any amendment having taken place. It's simply by usurpation.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitson here at the American Freedom Network.
car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. Now, before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, get your material, and start teaching others about the Constitution. At the same time, I hope that many of our listeners are going to be out there pushing the candidacy of Ron Paul, and we're going to be having flyers available on our website that you can duplicate and get the information out. We must get people to understand. Most people want to limit the power of government. Most people want to get government off of their backs and out of their pocketbooks, and yet they don't understand. I mean, if they're Democrats, they're not going to be able to vote for Paul unless they re-register Republican, and no matter how offensive that may be to you, you've got to do it, and you've got to do it now. This thing is moving fast. Within 2 to 3 months, they are going to determine who the president will be for the next 4 years. And I believe that if Ron Paul is not elected, and the chances he will be are like, well, like getting hit by a meteor, but if God wants a meteor to hit you, he's going to hit you. So get involved. Get involved and get involved now. Anyway, go ahead. Let's our listeners how they can learn about the Institute, about the wonderful program you have for teaching people about that concept of a nation where men could be free, and how, of course, we're losing that concept today because we do not understand the foundations of our freedom, which is the United States Constitution. Go ahead.
To make the understanding of that simple for people, as well as simple to communicate to a wider circle of people, your family, your church, your larger community, we've put together what we call a host kit, because you actually host a class. You're not teaching the Constitution yourself. Professor Eidsmo with 12 lectures and then David Barton with 2 lectures do the job of actually teaching it, but we give you all the materials you need, a student manual, the host manual that gives you the answers to the test questions. Each lecture has a series of test questions to help the students solidify and understand what they have heard and begin to apply that. This whole host kit is available. If you want to purchase it online, you can go to our online bookstore, and that online website for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That website, again, for our bookstore is iotconline.com. And when you go there, just look for click for our host kit, and we encourage all of your listeners to get a host kit and study these materials for yourself and your family. Then go to your church and ask your pastor to give permission to conduct the class, whether it's a Sunday morning class or something during the week. Every Bible-believing church should be teaching these materials, because if they're not equipping their people to be the citizens that Christ has called us to be in this world. Now, if you don't have web access, or if you prefer to purchase it by phone, our toll-free phone number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And we're encouraged, as we see increasing numbers of people around the country hosting this class. I know a number of people are preparing for following the holiday season here and following Christmas and New Year's beginning in January. So they're beginning to promote classes that they're going to conduct all over the country. And it's a great encouragement, because this is the kind of information people need to be able to determine who is actually qualified to be president of these United States. Someone who understands the Constitution, who's committed to applying the Constitution, or one of the other candidates who's promising before they're even elected, promising before they even take an oath of office, to break and violate the very terms of our contract with them, which is the United States Constitution.
Every one of them wants to continue the war except for Ron Paul.
That's right.
And they all acknowledge that even if they got to be president, they'd keep the troops there indefinitely, because, well, they all understand the real plan is the American empire. They understand the globalism. We cannot have our freedom here if we are going over to other countries killing people in the name of creating an American empire. And that is the plan. If you don't believe it, all you have to do is read the book written many, many years ago in 1944 by Manly P. Hall, who was one of the mentors of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a dedicated Satanist, and I'm speaking of Manly P. Hall. His book, The Secret Destiny of America, where he talks about the 3,000-year plan that is coming to fulfillment here in the United States to bring about world democracy, this world government. That has always been Satan's plan, and that is the plan that's being enacted today. And if you want to verify this, you can get the book we carry, the book The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall, written over half a century ago. And certainly all the occultists, all the New Agers, all the people working within the occult and spiritual hierarchy that dominates our country understand that. But you have to understand it too, because behind everything going on today, behind all of the efforts to change our form of government, are powerful spiritual forces that really come from the very depths of hell. They come from the other dimension. They want to bring about a world government, and they're using America's wealth and military power. And that's what the whole war in the Middle East is about, and why we may soon be increasingly involved in Pakistan and in Iran and with our attack on the rest of the world. It's a great diversion to keep the American people from realizing that we're losing our freedom here at home. Well, David, you pick up the story and go on with what we can do to try to get people to understand our Constitution, and most of what is going on today is unconstitutional, and every candidate except for Ron Paul running for the presidency, both Democrat and Republican, is dedicated to continuing this in insane war in the Middle East, which we will never win, because we never went there to win.
That's
we went
right.
there to lose, like we went to Vietnam to lose, like we went to Korea to lose. When are the American people going to wake up and understand that war is a racket?
And when we understand what's taking place in our country, and particularly as people take our course, they get to this point in the course, and it's like, what happened? I mean, it was very clear what our founders designed. It's very clear the form of government they gave us, and we see the egregious violations of our day. How did we get into the mess we're in? Well, what's happened in the thinking of many people involves a changed view of truth. Truth, as we know God's Word says, is absolute, fixed, unchanging. It comes from Him. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of truth. But thinkers of, well, the 18th century and following began to propose new philosophies. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, one of the evil men who fomented the French Revolution, he rejected the concept of sin. He said, no, men are not sinners. There's essential, innate goodness in every man. And he blamed, and, you know, he'd look around and say, well, if there isn't sin and men are all good, why is there all this evil in the world? He said that the evil came from human institutions. It's human institutions that created the evil. Well, that begs the question, how did human institutions create evil if those human institutions were made by humans who were essentially good? Well, his philosophy is completely, completely rejects logic and so forth, but nonetheless, it was one of those seeds planted that began to bear some evil fruit. His view of truth ultimately called for an organic view of the state. The human institution of the state needs to be altered in order to prevent evil from occurring.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, hernia.